Morning, everyone. Can you believe Advent starts next week? It can often start to feel hectic, can't it, as the countdown to Christmas begins. In our house, we've already had a load of emails come in from school about Christmas jumper day, school parties, Christmas lunch, as well as requests from very eager family members who'd like Christmas lists. I wonder what Advent means to you. Does it pass you by in the hectic rush to get to the big day? I'm hoping that by the end of this talk, you feel invited to take a journey in amongst the chaos and also hear an invitation beyond Christmas Day. Advent is a season of waiting, a time of expectation and preparation. You probably already know that the word Advent means coming or arrival. We often think of Advent as thinking back to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, don't we? But I want us to remember that it also points us forward to Jesus coming again, when he will make all things new. I like how the Bible Project describes it. This season reminds us that we're living during the time between Jesus' first and second advents, leading us to lament the hardships we experience in a still broken world, while also forming us into people who wait with longing for the renewed world to come. So, this first advent, I go to a lovely ladies' group once a month, run by someone who loves Advent. At the last meeting, I found a thought struck me that I hadn't thought of before when it comes to Advent. That as Christians, Advent is the journey adult Jesus walks with us to meet baby Jesus again. He goes with us to introduce us again. We're not trudging through December on our own, trying to get to Jesus. He's already with us, guiding us towards the wonder of his incarnation. My lovely grandma loved babies. Every time I was pregnant, she would ask, "I wonder what colour eyes he'll have. I wonder if he'll look like you or Nathan. I wonder what kind of hair he'll have." This anticipation of getting to see this new baby, always boys in our case, would mean she was so excited when they finally arrived. And she would carefully look at all of their features, looking at their eyes and hair, and comparing baby pictures of me and Nathan to see who he looked like, slowly drinking them all in. Advent is our chance to wonder about Jesus, to wait with anticipation, and when he's born, to drink him in, to look at him closely and marvel at his beauty. At the ladies' group, we were also encouraged to consider, what gift am I bringing Jesus this Christmas? I wonder, would you worry that your gift is not grand enough, well wrapped enough? Will it be rushed and last minute? One of the best gifts I got as a new mum was my sister coming up, who'd already had three babies by the time I'd had my first, and she bought me her time. She did jobs, cuddled James, and let me sleep. I want to give Jesus my time this season. Maybe you want to give him your job, to give him permission to speak to you in it. Perhaps you want to give him a relationship you're worried about. Perhaps you want to just give him adoration as you marvel again at this beautiful Jesus. Whatever it is, I'd encourage you to take time as we approach and travel through Advent, amidst all the Christmas craziness, to decide what gift you want to bring him this year. I've been struck again by the incredible gift Jesus was when he was given as a baby. One of my favourite carols has the line, "The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." The birth of one baby in one moment of time was the beginning of God's great rescue plan. His birth at the end of Advent is not the end of the story. It was only ever the beginning. We celebrate his first coming, but we also long for his second coming, the day when heaven and earth will be fully united, when God's kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. And so we wait with hope. Again, the Bible Project puts it beautifully. Sometimes hope feels wishful, like crossing our fingers and dreaming of a better outcome. We might hope for better employment, healed relationships, or a brighter future. But that kind of hope is based on things that may or may not happen. When things don't go as we hoped, it can be crushing, our hope disappearing like vapour. As a season of reflection and contemplation, Advent invites us to imagine a different kind of hope, rooted in the unchanging nature of God and his promise to restore every part of his creation. Advent hope does not minimise pain or difficulty, nor does it assume things will soon get better. Instead, it faces the darkness with courage and chooses to trust that God's promises will come to pass, guaranteed by his long-proven faithful character. In the Hebrew Bible, the words most often used for hope, kwava and yakal, are also translated as wait. To hope in God means to wait with patient expectation, trusting that he will fulfill his promises. This kind of waiting leans forward, anticipating the day when Jesus will return to make all things new. Such hope empowers people to persevere, to act justly, and to serve others as a sign of the restoration that will arrive through Jesus. Jesus promised he would return, not as a baby in a manger, but as King of Kings. Our family's journey of hope became deeply personal when we lost our beautiful boy full of joy, James, suddenly at the age of 3. As we journeyed through our grief, God was kind and gave us treasure, gifts that we were not expecting. We had to discover what it means to hold on to hope, to settle deep in our bones who God is, and keep eternity in our sights. As I put it on the anniversary last month, it's now been 10 years of living with eternity in my heart, as a piece of my heart went to live in eternity. There were days, and still are days, when grief feels overwhelming. Yet Advent reminds me that the story is not over. Jesus came once, and he will come again. Every time we drive into James's garden, as we call it, the back of James's headstone, the bit you see first coming along the drive, says, "We do not grieve as those who have no hope." That truth gives us courage to keep going, knowing that, as it says in Revelation 21:4, one day he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. It's why at that 10th anniversary last month, I could stand at James's grave singing, "One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall all pass away, no more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, every anxious thought left behind, no more fear. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory." Because of a beautiful gift of a baby born at the first Advent and the promise of the second Advent when our King of Kings returns, we wait with hope for him to come and to make everything right again. So some questions to ponder. What gift am I bringing to Jesus this Advent? Does he have a gift for me? Where do I need hope to break in this Advent? And how can I live today with eternity in view? Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into our world and into our lives. As we celebrate your first coming, help us to live in readiness for your return. We invite you, Jesus, into our waiting. Fill us with hope, courage, and love as we wait. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.